Ready! And away we go. Oh, we're live. Hey, this is the Time Spent Poorly program with your super awesome hosts, Derek and Eduardo. We get together whenever we feel like it. We talk about pop culture and my nuts. And beer.
My nuts.
Tonight's guest, Ol' Huds.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
And I am the beard.
Hey.
And I echo like a boss.
I don't know if that echo is intentional. I have some weird feedback going on with this, the
it's
input.
Fine.
So I'm
everything's
not sure.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll explore it later.
It's gone now.
So I'm sorry, folks. We already talked about everything that we were going to talk about before the show started.
So that's tonight's show. This has been the Time Spent Poorly program. Good night. The
Thanks
first show I finished and I wasn't drunk.
Give it time. We do have some stuff for the show, though. It's been a while since we've all met, so there's been a lot of stuff to come out.
Tons.
Yeah.
When was the last show that we all have done together? It's before Thanksgiving.
It was
before
well
your
before
guys' concert.
No, before Halloween. Or did we do one after Halloween?
I don't think we did one. No, we haven't done one in November.
We haven't done one in November.
It's yeah, we weeks, did the Halloween show with Bree, and then you guys were gone for...
In weeks.
Yeah, so yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Right?
Stained? Is that a stain?
Yeah, no, that's garbage stained.
Oh, it's not even good stained.
The first album with
stain.
Mud Shovel. Oh, I remember how.
It's a good song.
I got wood for Mud Shovel.
It's a good song.
And then he went all bitch ballad, and then he went country.
He's a country guy now.
Yeah.
Yep.
He took one out of
Darius Rucker's book.
Yeah. It's like
I knew where you were going.
Hootie, where are the blowfish? I thought you were all a bunch of queers.
You and me, Wilson Country.
Hootis Presley?
Hootis Presley.
Is that what they call him?
He yes. has a name?
No.
Oh.
Darius Rucker.
He's just going by Darius Rucker.
Well, no, I didn't know if he...
We used to call him Hootis Presley.
Hootis Presley.
Because seriously, like country it. Music anymore, it's either yeah. country that's rock or it's country that's pop. There yeah. is no country yeah. music anymore. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not. There's no clear line.
Where's
my Hank Williams?
Those gunslinger songs, like
out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that country music. I can
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah,
like yeah,
I can totally jam to that stuff.
I still like.
If I could jam to it, but I enjoy
I would say
it.
I jam out to Dwight Yoakam.
I would say I still have some love for the like 90s country too.
Yeah, there's something to
there's
be said.
Garth Brooks
about, a
has stuff that
yeah,
I like.
Garth Brooks yes. and
there's some artists
there's some Tim
from
McGraw
that era.
Stuff and Alan
there's a
Jackson,
lot of George
like,
Strait I'll listen to.
Yeah, yes. George Strait. Yeah, Brooks and
but
Dunn. Like,
but they're so close to the right. same thing now.
But
yeah.
They, it,
yeah,
that was like the last gasp of country being
oh, yeah.
still country, and it was good. And
yeah, it changed.
But it was even looked at negatively
album.
Then, though, because it wasn't the same
right,
as
yeah.
Hank Williams.
It wasn't all the twang.
Yeah.
Still but, better than what there is now, though. I mean,
because now if you mute it, some of them look like metal bands. It's
yeah.
like all tats and
well,
sleeveless flannels and like what are we? And then you turn on and like,
records.
Huh?
well, what?
Well, and
then it's Taylor Swift.
And there's too many right? women involved now too. Not to be that guy, but there's too many women singing country music now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
there
a big
always
fan.
Been though.
I don't know. I
like
mean,
Loretta
if you're
Lynn's
not,
a woman.
If you're not,
yeah,
Dolly,
Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton.
If you're not Dolly,
but they were
or
like
Patsy
royalty.
Cline, you can sure. toddle off.
Reba,
is you Reba?
Little. I'm Reba.
Where's Reba fit in that picture?
Reba does not fit in that picture. I've never been a Reba fan. I just I can't
well,
get behind it.
How dare you?
She was there in the heyday of country.
I've yeah. heard her speak without singing, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, it's because she's on shows. She
yeah.
has, she was an actress.
I know.
She's
well,
on Tremors.
That's questionable.
Hey, she's good in Tremors.
Because
everyone
she wouldn't
Tremors.
Come back for Tremors too, though.
Because country is garbage
Tremors
now, and she's like, I'll just become
Michael
a B movie actress.
<Not happen.
laughs> I'll just be in Tremors.
She's like, well, I'll be in Tremors.
I'll do that.
What are they, big worms?
I don't know what they are.
Daddy just electrify the ground and catch catfish with them.
When we had coons on our back porch, Mama just chased them off with a broom. Like,
not coon, stupid. Hey, we almost went there for the first time, but
oh my
didn't.
God.
Thank God I'm only one beer in.
When you threw that out, all I could think of was Forrest Gump. Like,
shut that dang dog up, dang it. Get the kids out of the shed. They had enough.
Your mama sure does want for your schooling, boy.
All right. Oh, man, that was great.
This makes a good transition. I started rewatching. I'm going down a true crime rabbit hole again right now.
Uh-oh.
So, did you ever watch the Paradise Lost trilogy?
Yeah, I saw Memphis the 3? First two, I think.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
I don't
like
believe
the,
so.
Like the satanic.
It's the West satanic Memphis kids. 3. Yeah. Boy, those fucking people in that, at least that neighborhood, are there. Fucking country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was like the whole satanic panic thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was... I'm listening to a podcast right now from a couple of years ago, in fact, but it's kind of covering the whole case, and then it kind of like made me want to go back and rewatch.
I think
those
last
movies.
Podcast on the left did one on it, at least. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Funny. Also funny because it's good. Last podcast.
Nothing like making fun of mass murder. It's right up
children.
My alley.
You're right. You're right. There is nothing like that.
I think it's the best.
You're right. There is nothing like that, and it is the best.
It is.
Genuinely, I'm agreeing with you.
There's one thing I won't fight about is making jokes about mass murder. I think it's fantastic. Not mass murder, just making jokes about it.
Well.
You're over there like, genocide's only wrong if you don't get everybody.
All right, guys, this isn't an apocalypse show. Let's.
Yeah. We always drift to the end.
Right. All right. There's been some trailers that have come out. I didn't know if you guys had seen them all. It sounds like you've actually seen them all, and I have not.
Not I've enough seen, good trailers.
I've seen most of them.
I haven't seen No Time to Die. Let's watch that one first.
I'm
Which
excited
one is that
about
one?
That one.
James Bond.
Bond.
James Bond.
I'm pretty excited about that one. Because I like Bond. I like the Daniel Craig Bond.
So here's the one issue with it, as I actually did not see the last one. I do need to watch it.
I haven't seen the last one either.
It's good. They're
it
good.
Was all right.
How many has he done? Is this going to be 5 or 6 for him?
Was that Quantum?
5.
Quantum of Solace?
No.
Or that was that one.
Second that one? Was 2 ago.
The one with the German dude in it.
Oh, yeah. I totally didn't watch that.
Shows up.
Did you watch it?
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
I already know the spoiler. I know they tied him into everything that's happened to him, which I was like, that's a little weak, but whatever.
It was Casino Royale.
Casino Royale is... Skyfall. My favorite Bond movie, hands down.
Skyfall's good.
Skyfall was good. But I think Casino Royale was the best one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
It's probably the best of all of the, 20...
Well, that's the one that got me familiar with Mads Mikkelsen.
It had a lot to do with Mads Mikkelsen being the bad guy.
I had no idea who he was.
I hadn't seen him in anything.
No, me either.
And then I was like, I will watch anything that guy is in.
Seriously, as soon as that movie came out, I was like, well, that guy's cool. And then I saw, I think, Valhalla Rising really quickly afterwards.
Isn't
and
that...
I was like, well, God damn it, he's my favorite actor ever. Now.
I know. I thought Hannibal was the most bloody thing that he'd done. But boy, was I wrong.
And I think he's got a brother, too.
He does. He does. I think his brother
that is in
Valhalla
movies.
Rising, isn't he?
Also, Valhalla Rising, or Hannibal is also a great show.
It is. Yeah. They did a really good job with it. I was amazed that it was on network television.
It was on NBC.
Yeah. Like,
the most risque thing NBC's ever done.
But you know, it
done.
Probably would have been on longer had it not been on NBC, though. If they would have had it on AMC or...
Because NBC can't keep a show going to save its
no.
life.
But then doesn't AMC do Walking Dead?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if it would have been on AMC, probably.
And they can't end a show to save their lives.
No.
Even if they try to
Vince
ruin
Gilligan
it. We're talking...
insisted on finishing Breaking Bad out when he did.
Yeah.
With my echo.
Why would I betray you?
We all have our secrets.
No, that's kind of why.
I didn't get to yours yet.
The world is arming faster than we can respond.
Where's 007?
I need a favor, brother. You're the only one I trust in this.
The world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You were 00.
2 years. So stay in your lane. You get in my way, I will put a bullet in your knee.
I'm on the work. I thought you two would get along.
I gotta say, if the quality of this movie looks like, sounds like this, I'm not gonna watch it.
James Bond.
So you're not dead.
Hello, Q, I missed you.
This is the most valuable asset.
What the fuck I did?
We could just do that for an hour.
Yeah.
I ain't farting on no snare drum. Oh, it's gone now.
Well, it's because I turned down the deal.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me see if I can.
Pip, put the monster away.
We found with a bunch of action figures, toy, pool cleaning equipment.
We're going in hot. Well, Chester Ogilvy.
Sounds like there's less echo.
I played D&D too.
Let's see if we have some.
I used to masturbate constantly.
What is that?
We're Airheads.
Oh. Like the best movie.
We're partying here. Got all kinds of beer.
You're in a football helmet filled with cottage cheese.
Naked pictures of B. Arthur. God, Steve Buscemi is so great. Rex, stop humping the bass.
In prison.
James, you gave up everything for her.
That's weird.
It is.
When her secret finds its way out, it'll be the death of you.
Oh, he's in it again.
Yeah.
What is it?
You don't know what this is.
James Bond. License to kill.
Looks like he's walking up on Skyfall there.
History of violence. I could be speaking to my own reflection.
Is that Rami Malek?
Only your skills die with your body. Mine will survive long after I'm gone.
History isn't kind to men who play God.
And Rami Malek as Freddy Krueger.
You guys done yet? Check out my headlights. Not hers, mine.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's James Bond.
I'll watch it.
I watched Layer Cake again.
I can't wait to see Rami Malek's cold dead acting in that movie. Could they have chosen anybody less charismatic to play Freddie Mercury?
I don't know. I actually tuned out of that movie because of I didn't finish watching it because I didn't like his acting in it.
I saw it in theaters because I took my mom.
You can't just stick a grill in someone's face like a big. Like, didn't he wear fake teeth for that?
I think everything around the movie, like around him, was good.
Yeah, no, I just think his acting was not that memorable.
Well, I don't know if he's that great of an actor. He's in Mr. Robot.
I haven't watched that yet.
I haven't either.
It's on my list to watch, but I don't know. There's so much stuff to watch now.
It's fine. It's a fine movie.
It's a fine.
The Queen movie was fine. It wasn't the best thing I've ever seen.
But anymore, you can't get away with fine.
No.
Now everything has to be.
It has to be Disney or nothing.
The biggest.
Well, somebody was trying to tell me to watch. Well, who was it? I don't know. Somebody was like being honest finally, and they're like, hey, have you watched Watchmen? And I was like, I watched the first episode. Oh.
That's going to hurt. Ow. Uh-oh.
What have I done?
What is
it's like
happening?
Nothing. Like, I just disconnected that.
Wow.
Sorry about the feedback, folks. It's not
me. This is terrible.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Don't unplug anything.
Don't move any more switches.
Uh-oh.
We're perfect right now.
Stop touching things.
Oh, wait, you can't hear me. I'm just talking to myself.
The one time I share the stream.
Sorry.
We've had hours of great.
Oh, no, they can't hear anything.
No, the stream is live. See, I got the waveform there.
Oh, okay.
But
when you say they, how many theys are there? Zero?
Probably zero.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 11 people.
How does that make you feel?
I just drink more beer.
We don't do it for the
washes away the pain.
Well,
the blood won't come off. James Bond needs to suck my finger to get it off. Nobody? That was a James Bond bringing us back around.
I love it. So obviously I need to watch the last one because they've connected them a ton.
They have. So. Well, they're all really connected. I mean,
yeah.
Like, then the one, the guy from the first one who, did he kill Vesper? No, at the end of Casino Royale, the guy that he shoots in the knee, like, he finds that dude and then has to go find that dude's daughter. And the whole thing is just this huge, incestuous spy ring. Everybody's related to everybody.
Yeah. Moneypenny is dead, though, right?
No.
I thought she died.
Did she?
The old lady?
Oh, no, that's M.
That's M.
Oh, and M. M is gone.
She did.
Because now it's Ray Fiennes.
M got exploded.
And why do we call him Ray when his name is Ralph? That.
He makes us call him
it's Rafe. It's
Rafe.
It is.
It is Rafe?
Yeah.
It's Ralph Fiennes. He makes us call him that.
Okay.
It's spelled Ralph.
He can do it.
So.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome.
Yeah, he did that movie where he had no nose and you're not supposed to say his name.
Mm.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I was going to say the Red Dragon.
That's another
Schindler's
one.
Schindler's List.
Had no nose.
He had a nose. He just had a cleft palate.
He had a grill, too. Like Rami Malek.
Tie it all together.
Yes, I'm getting good at this.
6 degrees to cleft palates. Joaquin Phoenix.
Do we not call it?
That's just 1 degree.
Do we not call it hair lip anymore?
No. Well, I mean, sure. You grow a beard, you don't have a hair lip anymore, though. Right, Joaquin?
Nice. Nope, still got it. It's still there.
There's an organization that takes care of those hair lips called Smile Train, but why the name, why train? Why Smile Train?
Because those kids earn that surgery.
There's a terrible train.
Oh, no. Oh,
there.
No. Go darker.
No, go darker. I know what he means.
Gross.
It's an Epstein joke. It's an Epstein joke.
Yes, it is.
Is that an Epstein joke?
Sort of.
Well, we just made it up right there.
It's a pedo joke.
No. I mean, it's connected.
We're going to run a smile train on you.
Oh.
No.
You're not going to smile.
It's Cesar Romero than Jack Nicholson.
But we'll fix your fucking face.
Is this going to be the final James Bond that he is in now?
Yes. He's got it locked down.
The last three have been the last one, but they keep offering him more money. It's something like $35 million.
Well, I guess if we go watch the movie and they kill him off.
Yeah.
You can't kill James Bond.
No. James Bond kills you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they...
In Soviet Russia!
Mads Mikkelsen
kills you!
Crushed his balls.
They did their best to get rid of that the fan theory, right? That they just have a new James Bond
every
time.
They just replace him.
Yeah.
He's a code name.
But these ones did their best to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. Because there's this
his
female
grave,
00.
Right. The whole Skyfall mansion.
Right. Like they did the whole thing. Well, plus they show like his parents' graves and their last name's Bond. Mm-hmm. Like they made it like, oh no, he was born Bond. You're like, oh okay, well cool, thanks for.
Yeah, I was hoping that the old caretaker was going to be Sean Connery. Like when he stepped out of the door,
wouldn't
that be great if Sean Connery came out of retirement to play the butler?
Well, yeah, and if they because
I think
the
he's lost his faculties.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah.
Diapers.
He agreed to do the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. His faculties were gone a long time
ago. And that was the
end
of it all.
But they, if they would have kept that fan theory alive, it makes it easier just to accept anybody else who comes in to be Bond, though, right? Because then you're like, well, yeah, whatever.
Oh, the next Bond's gotta be female, or I'm not gonna watch it.
And that worked for Doctor Who, apparently.
I mean, I'll watch
not really
a woman Doctor Who. I mean, I don't care. No. Yeah. It'll be, as long as it's a good actress.
As long as they call her Jane instead of James, I'll be all right with it.
Yeah, they did a Mr. Mom remake. I'm not sure why they didn't use a woman for that.
Oh, yeah, they probably should have. I mean, if you're remaking
80s
movies.
Yeah, it's...
God, Michael Keaton is fantastic.
He is fantastic.
Yes.
Because they did Overboard with a female.
Didn't they switch the roles?
It was
a role reversal?
Yeah, it's Anna Faris.
Did anyone watch that?
No.
Exactly. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Because who watches Anna Faris?
Well, I don't think it was
Chris Pratt. What were you thinking?
I think it was one
Chris
of those.
Pratt.
Whoa. You hit that and quit it.
Do you know who he's married to now? Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Because that was the thing.
Yeah.
He did. Well, I think I loved Anna Faris, like Scary Movie 1.
Scary Movie 1 was the only one that was good.
Yeah.
The rest of them were trash.
Yeah.
And they got progressively worse. Yeah. Except David Cross blowing himself.
Yeah.
You want me to help you with that? I can do it myself!
Well, and does Scary Movie 3 have the bit with George, who's trying to be the white rapper from 8 Mile? He's trying to be Eminem.
With Simon.
I don't know if I've seen the third one.
It's
yeah.
That's a pretty funny part. The bit's good because he goes to this class he goes to Brenda because she's alive again. Mm. She's died in every movie. He goes to Brenda's like kindergarten class. She's a teacher and she's like, I think Anna Faris is like, oh, what do you got going on? And he's like, oh, it's gonna be a rap battle. It's gonna be off the chain. He's like. I be rapping, you be tapping, we be clapping, it be happen, ning. And then as he's leaving, the door closes behind him and this box of crayons hits the door behind him and Brenda turns out, she's like, who the fuck threw that? And it's the funniest bit in the movie. Charlie Sheen plays like the Mel Gibson character. So he's pretty good. And so I think that's Scary Movie 3. So there's some bits in it that are good. That's like right before the whole
Tiger Blood winning.
Well, yeah, and it was before the whole spoof movie just absolutely, like all those spoof movies just went, whoa, we don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks isn't dead yet, is he?
No.
No.
Why can't he write one more good spoof movie?
Well, he wanted to.
Do you know that his filmography is very small?
Another Spaceballs?
He wanted to do really Spaceballs.
I don't see why they don't. There is so much good content.
It was like Return of the Cash Flow or something. Like
it would be.
He wanted to do like a Spaceballs 2 where it was like Return of the Cash Flow or something, like Cash Grab or something.
That would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Because Spaceballs was amazing.
Initially, they wanted to do Spaceballs 3. The Search for Spaceballs, the sequel. That was the first.
That would be fucking great.
So, because they'd mentioned Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money,
and
Spaceballs.
They could crash together Star Trek and Star Wars.
Did you guys notice that they had, for a while there, they had like shelves of spoof movies where it was like going to a liquor store and it would be like, all of them are bottom shelf.
Not Another Teen Movie. Like that.
Not Another Teen Movie was a good movie.
So, no, I like that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But that's mid shelf.
One of Chris Evans' first movies.
Yeah. Like,
and there were like 11.
It's like mid shelf. But
Jamie
there was
Presley's
a while there where the bottom shelf, or like second to bottom shelf, was like Epic Movie, Date Movie, like all those.
Right.
Like nobody saw those. Yeah. Like they're not good. They worked in the X-Men stuff.
Movie
just 43. Yeah, it's not a spoof movie, though.
Isn't it? I didn't
know.
I just assumed it was.
It's not.
Oh.
But then for a while there, the bottom shelf were these movies where they literally titled them stuff. I have not seen them. I've only seen a preview for a couple of them. But they're like, the 40-year-old virgin who, like, the 40-year-old virgin who did this and did that. Like, that's the whole title.
Right.
And it's a spoof of, like, the 40-year-old virgin and, like, those movies. But they couldn't even get, like, Chris Evans when he would do spoof movies. They got guys from like bottom shelf Mad TV guys.
Wow.
Like not even good Mad TV guys.
They're like,
guys.
Will Sasso, come on down.
And he's like, no.
I'll pass on that.
Like they got like
this Vine thing, I'm kind of rocking
it. I've got to go butcher the Three Stooges. Sorry.
Right. So did you guys ever see those? Like the previews for like those bottom shelf ones? Like it was like people who, it was almost like, because Epic Movie and Date Movie And like those two movies specifically, those went to theaters. Like people went and saw them.
Because Epic Movie, was that the disaster type one?
Oh, there's Disaster Movie. Oh, okay. Also. There's another one.
Epic Movie was 300.
Oh.
Yeah. Those three movies, though, like Epic Movie, Disaster Movie, Date Movie, those went to theaters.
Yeah.
And that's like those Zucker brothers. Like they're fucking idiots. Like they made those movies.
They did Airplane.
These movies.
Wasn't that the Zuckers?
I have no idea.
But yeah, but these, maybe it was like the Zucker cousins who made these movies. Like they're shitty. But these bottom shelf ones, I don't even think like Netflix would have picked them up. Like no, nothing. Like,
that's really sad if Netflix won't pick
them up. I saw the preview for that. It was like, God, what the hell was the title? It was like the 40-year-old virgin who, and they combined.
Trained his dragon to meet your mother.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And
that would actually be a good one.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Jerry Zucker and Jim Abrams did Airplane and Naked Gun and those. Those are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Airplane is maybe the funniest movie of all time.
I would put those like, those would be top shelf spoof movies.
Oh, yeah.
Spaceballs, top shelf spoof movies.
Top Secret, top shelf.
Oh, top Secret.
Are you talking about the 41-year-old virgin who knocked up Sarah Marshall and felt super bad about it?
Oh, that sounds like.
Comedian Brian Callen, who is in.
Brian Callen, the shittiest version of any Mad TV person. who the fuck watched that movie and was like, ooh, Brian Callen, what a draw.
His mom?
You fucking know.
His mom
disowned him.
His mom, like, shit, I tried to abort that one. Stupid Republicans.
You see that scar on his forehead? Fucking, that's from the coat hanger.
Those are comedy movies. You're not even supposed to buy.
You're not supposed to parody.
You're not supposed to parody a comedy movie. Yeah, comedy movies have jokes in them. If you're just recreating the jokes, you're not spoofing that. You're just ripping off jokes.
Yeah, 40-year-old virgin might as well have been a spoof movie.
Right.
Like, just the way the whole thing was executed.
And so it's bizarre. So these movies, though, like they weren't even like the. But they didn't go to theaters.
Well, and the title is as bad as that.
Yeah, it's just a fucking. They're just combining movie titles.
The Wayans Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what, something. God, that was one of the longest titles, too.
Direct to DVD.
Squeezing Your Juice in the Hood. Oh, Don't Be a Menace to South Central
while drinking your juice in the hood.
Again, though, I would probably at least mid-shelf spoof movie that. That's
yes.
A good movie.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Also, Gonna Get You Sucka.
Oh, yes. God.
For sure. I would top shelf.
The he died of Brothers. OG. OG I would say, over gold.
I'd say Scary Movie 1. There he is. Scary Movie 1, I'd probably top shelf it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
There's
it's
a
funny.
Matrix thing in there. There's a Matrix gag.
Right.
There's that Bush gag when he's got the hedge trimmer. Yeah. I mean, that shit is funny.
Oh, dude, when the fucking... So the guy who plays her boyfriend, the one he ends up being like the killer, right? With Ray. Mm-hmm. But when he's like he's stepping out of his trailer and it's right on the high school parking lot, like that's where he lives, and he's walking out of the trailer, he's like, all right, see you guys later. Bye, Jim, Big Jim, Little Jim, Slim Jim, Fat Jim. So fucking stupid. I love it. It's hilarious.
Breaking Wind, a Breaking Dawn parody movie.
Yeah.
Released in 2012.
Breaking Wind.
Who made these?
That's a good name.
Craig Moss. I want to see what if he had a future after Breaking Wind, or if this is his only. Oh, fuck. He's got movies.
His entire oeuvre.
But let's see. Would you say this is the Yuri?
He was the director of the 41-year-old virgin who knocked up Sarah Marshall and felt super bad about it. Then he did. His follow-up was Breaking Wind.
Oh,
badass.
30 night. What would go the one below it? 30 nights of paranormal activity with the devil inside. That's fucking
the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Long.
It's like this guy's sitting around drunk with his friends. He's like, dude,
bath salts.
Let's make a movie creator. Title.
I'm not gonna if I met a person and they've watched these movies and like they liked them, I probably wouldn't be friends with them. I think I'd probably have to be like, I don't know, man.
I don't know if we can call homies.
He directed Badass 2.
How would you not kill them?
Badasses
instantly.
Like, oh, that's a Danny Trejo.
Starring Danny Trejo and Danny Glover.
That one.
The
made
two
it,
Dannys.
Yeah. Oh,
they just need Danny
finally
DeVito
together.
Then there's Badasses on the Bayou.
Danny DeVito wouldn't do that movie.
Which is a
surprise. Danny
2015 action follow-up film starring Danny Trejo.
Neat.
Yeah, the film is the third part of the Badass series.
Cool.
Is it just the three?
Dispatch.
I can't believe I missed the entire Badass series.
It's all on Netflix.
Nightmare Nurse.
Looks like he's trying to do some serious ones toward the end there.
The Charnel House.
I'm pretty sure Nightmare Nurse was not.
No, there's the Charnel House is a 2016 horror film directed by Craig Mazin and written by Chad Israel.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to do some serious stuff there.
No. I guess.
Too late now.
Let Us In is probably like an Us parody. It's coming out.
I don't know.
That or Let the Right One In. Probably a combination of both of them.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Dumb.
Yeah, dumb.
So those are like the bottom shelf, obviously.
Yeah, or the bar, the bin next to the shelves.
The bin at the liquor store.
Well, some of those are similar ones. I saw in the bazaar in Iraq, like they'd have them. You'd see like, oh, here's Batman Begins. Here's Deadwood, the complete series. Here's the Arachnazord versus Shark. Something.
Oh, so would you say these ones are the same level as sci-fi movies that are like Sharknazord versus like fucking
Octopod,
yeah,
whatever, yeah, yeah,
but
it's
not even
it's the
like
same thing,
they,
like
yeah,
like oh, well, Sharknado made it because I don't know, it was the perfect storm at the perfect time. Like,
would you say it was the perfect Sharknado?
It was three Sharknados hit each other, and then George Clooney was there. It was weird.
Did you see the clip of Sergey in that?
No, I haven't seen it.
Is he in Sharknado?
I like.
He's in Sharknado.
I scoured Sharknado just to find. He's like standing on the pier, like for like a fraction of a second. He's like there and gone. But he's
we need to have Sergey call into the show sometime.
Did Sergey, you talk to him?
Update us. Pff, no. No. I remember when I saw him in the league, I had to call Matias up. I was like, dude, do you watch the league? Dude.
Yeah, well, you're the one that I found out.
Yeah, I know.
On Facebook.
I saw him and I kind of got tense because I was like, no way. And then I saw him again. I was like, staring at my old lady's.
And he hadn't even announced it.
No, and then he got on the screen a third time. I was like, motherfucker, I know that guy.
So Sergey is a Russian.
I apologize. I have to pause it right now because I got to text everybody I fucking know.
He puts the gay in
director,
Sergey. Sure.
The director of these movies, I was trying to figure out his name. He reminds me, his movies remind me of UV Bull.
Oh,
the
yeah.
guy who directed the shitty comic or
video game movies. Every movie he made was a shitty video game.
Did he do the Rampage movies too?
No.
No.
Rampage had The Rock in it.
They won't let UV Bolt.
No. Not Rampage, that one. Uh-oh. Rampage, the one where the guy dressed in armor and then shoots up an entire town.
Oh.
That wasn't UV Bolt?
Not Rampage Postal.
No.
No?
No. IMDb Rampage and see if there's a Rampage movie that's
not with The Rock.
That's not with The Rock.
But they don't give UV Bull movie rights anymore.
There are three of this movie. So what the premise of this movie was, this guy was getting all of these armor pieces delivered to his buddy's house, and then he created a bulletproof suit, and then he just marches into town and starts shooting people.
What year do you think?
UV Bull is a German restaurateur and former filmmaker. He financed his own films through his production companies, Bull KG.
Oh, and the Rampage film series.
Nice.
Wow.
Found it.
So I watched an internet video about UV Bull, though, and I think actually it was Film Theory, which is a great channel if you guys ever get a chance to watch it.
Film Theory is fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. I think they did this series about UV Bull, it was one video, but about actually the reason why he kept getting those movies is just because of like, it was like a producer situation.
He financed most of his own movies, though.
Well, but the theory is that he was given those movie rights to tank them.
Oh.
So that the studios that had them would lose out the ass.
Like Blood Rain?
Like Blood Rain.
They gave him three of them, though.
The good thing about Blood Rain was the female Terminator banging that guy in the jail cell.
Mm-hmm. But so the theory is that the studios gave him money to do it. Like he makes the movies, then the studio gets them, then they just run it out, and then they're fucking terrible.
God damn it, Ward!
Ouch! What happened
I'm sorry.
Ow.
Sorry. So then,
God damn it.
Maybe we'll fuck with stuff after the show.
Ow.
So then.
I'm getting scolded by everyone.
So then the studio.
You just skull fucked us. Literally skull fucked us. Yeah.
You could have done that while I was getting the beer, I would have been the only unskull fucked person here.
Yeah.
Owie.
Anywho. I remember Rose.
Get back on top. Ooh, a bully.
Oh, yeah. So the studios lose money. So then basically they can take a big, like, tax break, basically.
Oh, that makes sense.
Great tactic.
Yeah.
The rich people know how to hide their shit.
Right. And because he's a foreign film producer, they're sending the money overseas, basically, to where he can finance them himself.
That's, yeah. Wow.
But part of me wonders if the theory is true, did he know he was making bad movies, or did he genuinely think he was making good movies?
I don't think he thought he was doing a good job. There's no way he could have thought.
Right.
Like, you can't sit there and not say this is objectively
what
bad.
What's the one with Christian Slater?
Alone in the Dark.
He did that. That's one of the worst movies ever made.
I don't think I ever made it all the way through that. And that's saying something, because I've made it through some fucking movies. Like, I think the first one I ever turned off was Speed 2, which is crazy because it's a Willem Dafoe movie. It should be awesome, right?
No, it's Keanu. Terrible.
That might be it.
That was like the first example of like watching a movie where I was like, why am I watching this? They replaced the dude.
Yeah, they replaced the reason that you watch it. Like, right. Nobody watched it to see
Sandra Bullock. Was that Patrick?
Richard Patrick.
Richard Patrick.
Yeah.
Or Robert Patrick.
No, Robert Patrick is T2.
I know who you're talking about because he's the bad guy in The Losers. Jason Patrick. Without a K, it's a C. I think it just ends in a C, right?
Or is it Patrick? You know what? Considering how ill-fated it was that he's in Speed 2. His career is not near as bad as what it should have been.
No,
he's a half decent actor.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that he's in that could have been a real fucking career killer, though.
Oh yeah, that was a terrible fucking movie.
Well, and to be like, hey, by the way, because I don't think he's playing Keanu's character, though, right? Like they changed.
He's a whole different dude.
But they made him shave his head. They made him look like Keanu in the first movie. They made him shave his head. But why would you go?
He really hasn't been in too many movies, though.
No, he was fantastic in The Losers. He played television a really good
credit. Entourage
bad guy.
He was great in Entourage, but everyone who appeared on Entourage as themselves was fantastic. I'm looking at you, Gary Busey. You could call into the show.
Hey man, you better
watch it.
God, Busey. That's a special character.
He's amazing in Entourage.
It took me a minute watching The Mandalorian after I saw the credits where I was like, Nick Nolte was in this episode.
I have spoken.
It's him.
When I was watching that, I thought that guy sounds like Nick Nolte.
That kobold.
And then after it ended, I'm like, oh, Nick Nolte was in that. And then I thought of everybody in the show, because it's 30 minutes long, and you're like, oh, it had to be him.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, they just had him voice over that little guy.
I have spoken.
Great show.
I'm kind of bummed that didn't take off, like, as a meme. I think Baby Yoda really killed it. But it would be cool if that had, like, there was just an I have spoken.
Baby Yoda has killed every meme.
So let's talk about Baby Yoda and The Mandalorian really quick. If you haven't watched it yet, which if you haven't, then I guess you don't care that much.
Move back to planet Earth and get off the moon, fuckbags.
Spoilers. So we're going to talk about The Mandalorian.
Before we talk about The Mandalorian, can we rewind real quick and say whether or not around the board here, has Disney Plus lived up to the hype?
It's worth $8 a month.
Absolutely, yeah.
Totally. Oh, I mean, just
it's completely worth
it. Have you watched Imagineers?
No.
Nope.
Oh, my dad has.
Do you like the documentary? Do you like documentary shit?
Occasionally.
I couldn't get my dad to shut the fuck up about Imagineers. I was like, have you watched The Mandalorian? Oh, I'm not into Star Wars. Like, dude, it's a Western.
He's like, but the Imagineers.
So for
I love it, my dad eats, sleeps, and breathes fucking Disney. The man stopped counting the times he'd been to Disneyland, not Disney World, Disneyland by itself at 50. Wow. And that might have been a decade ago.
You know, yeah. Do you remember, you've been in radio, but you didn't work for, like, Idaho.
No, Idaho, no.
But did you know Bob, California Bob, though?
No.
Did you ever meet him?
I did
Cali
not.
Bob.
He
was he like Robert California?
No,
not I'm the fucking Lizard King.
Not near as cool. He's a nice enough guy, but my mom knew him, and he was one of those guys that he would take a yearly trip to Disneyland to go ride. He had gotten some achievement down there, like that. He was like pretty well known for being the guy that rode the Indiana Jones ride like a billion times, and. Like, that was, like, his thing. He'd go down there every year to, like,
go to ride. To just ride Indiana Jones?
Well, he did other stuff, too. Oh. But, I mean, like, he that was, like, his thing. I guess what I'm saying is there's people out there who their fucking thing is Disneyland, I guess.
Yeah, my wife's got a teacher friend that she knows.
That's just weird.
I've never been.
For years and years.
Yeah.
Ever?
It's the superior I've Disney
been
to, property.
Oh, Disneyland is amazing.
I've been to Disney World. I went to Disney World when I was 15.
Disney World doesn't hold a candle to Disneyland. Disneyland is magic. Yeah. Oh. Once.
Really? So I've never been to Disney World. I've been to Disneyland twice.
Yeah. Oh, it's a waste of your trip.
Disney World is a cheap Studios knockoff. To Disneyland. Disneyland is the happiest place on earth.
Well, I think Disney.
I thought that Disney World was supposed to be bigger, better.
What is it's bigger?
They tried.
It's what Walt wanted.
Yeah.
Like the tunnels under Disney World are absolutely amazing because.
Yeah, watch Imagineers. I know. I watched Imagineers, man.
I already knew about all that stuff way before, but.
I mean,
In Disneyland, you can see the characters go behind that fence, out of that building, and stuff like that.
Sure.
But. In Disneyland, they have to cross multiple because sure. Walt never wanted some character from Fantasyland to be in Tomorrowland. Right. Mm-hmm. But when you gotta go to the John,
right?
You might have to cross land.
I will say I liked Disney World. I mean, I haven't been to Disneyland. I liked Disney World because I liked those options. It was like, all right, we can go to a water park on Monday. We can go to MGM Grand this day. We can do
a safari.
Yeah,
we can go safari. Around the world.
Yeah, so I mean, I liked that.
Well, Disney has two parks now, right by each other.
Epcot's
Land in California Adventure.
Epcot's a bust.
Is it?
I didn't really care for it.
It's garbage. I was 15. I'm like, what am I here to fucking learn?
They originally built Epcot. They were trying to have people live there.
Oh.
They wanted to be the city of tomorrow.
Perfect city.
It sucked. Yeah, that was it.
And then Walt died. And they were like, well, we got to turn it into a park somehow.
Right.
But anyway, so welcome to Tokyo, bitches.
Anyway, I did like Disney World, but I have nothing to compare to. I will say that we went for a week, like my grandma, my mom, my sister, and I. We went for a week, and we spent like a day at basically each place, like Animal Kingdom. We went on the safari, like that's cool. This predates any dealings with Lucas, so there was nothing Star Wars,
definitely
nothing. I mean, now I want to go to Disneyland.
Well, they've been dealing with Lucas for years
now.
Now,
well, even before. They had Star Wars related stuff, but they really like.
Oh yeah,
Star Tours and stuff.
Not in 2000 though.
Oh yeah.
Star Tours was there 86. In 88.
Not
when
in Disney
I went
World
first time.
Not
maybe
Disney,
not Disney World.
No, I don't
it was
think
in the
Disney
Magic Kingdom
World.
There.
What's that?
It's in the Magic Kingdom there, like where the sort of half-assed Disneyland that they put there.
Oh okay.
That's got, I don't know, like two or three bits, but they broke Space Mountain off somewhere else. And all of the copies are spread out among the different.
I mean,
parks.
I don't ever
like
remember
Florida
seeing
was just
anything Disney or Star Wars there because I would have went ape shit.
Yeah,
Epcot
Star Tours
was awful,
odd.
Anyway, I had fun in Disney World. I want to go to Disneyland now, though. I'm glad I've waited so long because now I want to go.
Now they have got
Star
fucking
Wars.
Marvel.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I've heard that Epcot now, because it is like Tomorrowland, right? So I've heard that Epcot has like the whole room with like Tony Stark's like suits, and mm-hmm. like they've done a bunch of Marvel stuff in there now, so that's cool. So anyway, Disney Plus, though, I had ESPN Plus, so I canceled my ESPN Plus and then got the bundle.
I canceled the bundle because ESPN Plus doesn't have Monday Night Football, and that was the only thing I wanted. Mm-hmm.
I watched 30 for 30s.
Those were really good. The one that Ric Flair was on?
Oh, yeah.
That was
mine watched some sports stuff, but I wanted Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I wanted.
Right.
I bought it, or I signed up for it on Monday, mm-hmm. dial up ESPN+. They won't let me watch Monday Night Football, so I canceled it. And they asked me why. ESPN+ doesn't have Monday Night Football.
They should.
They totally should. There's no fucking reason not to.
So for Disney Plus, though, so far I haven't even really delved in. I saw there's all 30 seasons of The Simpsons. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I will not go back and watch The Simpsons.
No. I'd hate to ruin it for myself.
I would much rather go back and watch South Park, because the old South Park I watch, a lot of it is still relevant.
And you can watch all those.
Totally.
I think South Park Studio is still a thing, which is their website.
Is it really?
Oh, cool.
Pretty sure. I think you still watch it on there.
I haven't even made an attempt.
We watched the first few episodes of Gargoyles.
Gargoyles was a good show.
Yeah, it was a great show. So the Gargoyles is funny because prior to watching it, so my wife is 9 years younger than me, so she had seen it, but it's not
living
like
the dream.
It's not like how I'd seen it, you know, like right. Which is like fucking every day.
Yeah, you go home from school fast so you could
catch the Gargoyles. Yeah. And we're starting to watch the episode, starting to watch the first episode, and I go, man, fucking the nostalgia, right? Man, that's just the theme song, right? You're like, man, this is gonna be so fucking cool, and then. About halfway through the first episode, I look at Brie and I go, man, they were really fucking proud of that theme song, weren't they? And that song plays through the entire fucking episode.
Really?
Every single time there's a fight or something dramatic, it's like, da, 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 da. And you're like, oh, man, they fucking, dude, the guy that... The guy that wrote that hook was like, you guys.
You have to play
so
this
fellas.
Seriously every 5 seconds.
Boy, he's fucking proud of that hook. So that was funny. You don't notice that when you're a kid, right? So right. It worked. That absolutely worked, because I just have attribute that song with the show. I'm not saying it ruined the show, but definitely went. We were like, eh, they're pretty proud of that.
Hopefully in the later episodes they got away from that.
My son was telling me with that show, you're talking about Gargoyles?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. But he said that he's watching it and he likes it. I guess that possible they might do a reboot on it.
Yeah, they're gonna. They got all of the original people to do it,
right?
And they're gonna make. They're gonna give it the Lion King treatment, like live action, not really. Mm-hmm. Like the Gargoyles,
but the original voices, though.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that might be neat.
Jonathan Frakes will just play Xanatos. Instead of
so it's being a for like real, a, it's actually gonna happen.
That would be kind of cool.
That's what they're planning on. I don't know, I mean, it's Disney, so it's probably gonna happen.
I will say, if we're gonna update it,
fucking to be Disney,
yeah. If we're gonna update it,
I don't know why people continue to go to the movies. It's like the animated Lion King was the bee's knees. Why would you do one that was
live action? A kid at the school the other day that's like, hey, have you seen the live action Lion King? And I was like, that's fucking animated. Yeah. They didn't put peanut butter in a lion's mouth.
No.
Well, I watched
this. Is not Mr. fucking Ed. Thank you.
The live action Aladdin wasn't good.
I didn't.
I didn't.
I haven't seen any of the live action.
It was fine.
See fucking Beauty and the Beast.
I use air quotes for live action. This is not a lot.
I did watch.
Like they got a beast for Beauty and the Beast.
I did watch The Jungle Book.
But that was
different.
Favreau,
though.
Right?
Favreau did that.
Yep. It's good.
Was it good?
Favreau did The Lion King, though, too, so might be good.
Did he really? Is that how he finally got?
He's just killing it with the Disney. He's come a long way from Swingers.
Well, how he got in with Star Wars is, I mean, he did Iron Man,
right?
I mean, that's how he snuck his little way in there.
Yeah,
but Iron Man was amazing.
Right,
but I think initially they were using the Marvel movies to like test people to do these live action. Right.
Remember when he was just Rudy's fat friend?
Remember when he was the most uncomfortable scene ever filmed? God damn.
Yeah. Have an entire relationship with a voicemail or an answering machine.
Hey, it's Mike again. Don't know. And every time I watch that movie, I'm like, don't call again. I talk to the screen.
My guts
it's such
just
a well shot scene.
I love it.
Gets so tense. It's like, man, I know exactly what you're feeling. Don't do it.
I will say, if you're going to watch any of the live action movies, watch The Jungle Book. It's great. It is actually good.
Chris Walken
is Louie.
I want to know the dancing bear. Do they pull off the dancing bear really well?
Yeah,
it's Bill Murray.
Is it really?
Yeah,
man.
Bill Murray and
Bill Murray can do no wrong.
Fucking what's his name?
Even the Garfield movies.
Fuck.
Idris Elba is Shere Khan.
Boom. So good.
There's I'm reading your mind thing. Now.
I mean, he's so good in it too.
He's so good in everything.
Oh yeah. I can't think of anything he's done.
Scarlett Johansson plays
Ka. Who cares about Scarlett Johansson?
She does a good job in the movie.
She's so overrated.
She does a good job in the movie, though. As a boa constrictor, I guess. So a snake.
Boa?
I wouldn't take her as a snake. More of a clam girl, I thought.
gooey duck. She's a gooey duck.
Serving him up.
Can you spell gooey duck?
Nope. I only recently learned what that is.
You wouldn't even pronounce it gooey duck if you knew how it was spelled.
Right. I only recently learned what it was because there was a college in the NAIA with the...
Yeah, they're the gooey ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been listening to it because I ran the games when they played the gooey ducks. It's GEODUCKS.
Nice.
Geoducks.
Nice.
No, gooey. No. The fuck are you guys talking about?
What fucking language is that?
They're speaking Canadian.
And can we nuke that country?
No, we don't want to nuke Canada.
Anyway.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
Where are we all going to go when Disney climate change really hits?
That'd be warm,
I'm man. Going fucking north.
Disney Plus, though, so far. So we watched Gargoyles. I've watched a couple Marvel movies now.
Have you watched the X-Men cartoon yet?
I've already actually pretty recently watched all of those.
The first two are bad.
I can't get through
part
it.
Part one and two.
I watched the first one.
I fucking hate Jubilee.
I know. They get Jubilee on the screen, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, no, I don't want to.
So I recently watched all of those. Like
pants go to half staff.
The theme song?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, we did it on
the
show.
I used to say that song is a ripoff of... That fucking
that show in the EU.
I'm giving you everything.
No, we compared it side by side on the show.
Nice. Yeah.
There was some stupid ass like girl cop show in I don't know
one of those Eastern European countries.
They were probably using the Whitney Houston song.
Probably.
I've given you everything. Anyway, that
guard this
song,
body.
That's one of those songs though where you're definitely like, oh, the nostalgia. You're like, man, fuck yeah, this is great. Batman the animated series. Obviously, that's just the theme song from the movie, but
Batman the animated series is hands down the pinnacle of my young
Batman.
I watched all of the X-Men series, though, pretty recently. And the first thing I thought was, I don't know that I understood any of this as a kid. Because they're so inconsistent. For one thing, none of the series, like none of it, just like the fucking new movies, none of them have any of the same timeline. None of them you can watch. Like, I watched it from beginning to end, and I'm like, this timeline is all over the
place.
That's
kind of like the He-Man series, too, because I remember watching it as I'm older. I'm like, how did I, like, what was the draw for
me?
Every episode, is every episode kind of standalone?
Yeah.
At least every.
Unless they've.
Every series. So they did X-Men basically, like, in series. They did the Phoenix Saga, Apocalypse. They did, like,. So all of those basically stand alone. Like none of them overlap at all. Which is funny because in the X-Men movies that Fox did, their timeline's so fucked.
Yeah.
But it's all just bad.
It's like in the 50s, the 80s, the now.
Yeah.
The 2000s, like early 2000s. Like none of it's like, how old is Havoc, bud? Like is he 100 or is he 18? Are we trying to... He's supposed to be Scott's brother, but he's like in one movie and Scott's not alive yet. And then all of a sudden he's in a movie and he's younger than Scott, I guess. I don't get it.
Yeah, I guess I missed some of those.
I think
they're bad.
It stands up to the comic books though, because there's Marvel especially was bad with
continuity.
Continuity was none terrible in Marvel for a while, and I think they've tried to fix that up.
They
especially
have.
Since the Ultimate stuff happened.
Right.
But then
maybe what Disney needs to do is go back through all of those episodes and like reorder them so they make sense.
Yeah. Well, I think what they could. I think eventually Disney's going to want to like reboot all that, right?
I mean, Disney reboots everything now.
Well, I mean,
they will
want...
continue to rehash the same old schlock.
But they're going to want Avengers versus X-Men, though. Like, they want those two universes together somehow.
Well, that's not going to be rebooting something. That will just be... They're going to come out with their new version of the Avengers. Yeah. And this is going to be Phase 4. And then Phase 5, they're going to bring in the X-Men. Right. Avengers are a bunch of pussies because the X-Men are here now, bitches.
Right. And what they'll do is I haven't watched Far From Home yet, but I know that they play with like the multiverse a little bit. So they can just literally go like, oh, the reason why the X-Men weren't a part of any of this stuff and mutants weren't a part of any of this stuff.
We haven't ported them over yet.
No, it was a different Earth.
That won't be till Doctor Strange. Like, oh, okay. He's lying about being from somewhere else.
Sure.
He's not a multiversal hero. He's not like the Avengers for his...
Oh, right.
He's just some dude lying.
Right,
and I think everything about Mysterio is a lie, which is what I said when I saw the first fucking trailer for it.
Well, that's his character in general.
And
they actually played to the character.
Yeah, and I think he even fakes his death. I'm not sure.
But they talk about the multiverses though.
Yeah, and then
and the fact that we have alternate timelines from Endgame. We've now seen that every timeline's different.
Yeah, and Loki made at least one new one.
Right,
and
because that's going to be Loki's TV show.
But they're going to do WandaVision on Disney Plus. It's going to be like 6 episodes or something,
right?
And it's going to lead into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and Scarlet Witch is going to feature prominently in that.
Sure,
and she's going to break something because she's trying to save Vision.
Sure,
and that's going to be the. I think that's how they're going to get Fantastic Four in. Like, oh, Fantastic Four was stuck in.
I hope that Loki show is as cinematic as The Mandalorian is.
Yeah.
They could also
I love Loki.
Beautiful.
I think it's fantastic.
Another thing that they could do is they could do the new Secret Wars where Doctor Doom is the main villain.
Yeah. And Doctor Strange is his sheriff.
Which they bring all the universes together. That's actually how they got rid of the Ultimate Universe.
Right.
Is they brought everybody, basically all the good characters in to... So, like, Miles Morales is in our universe now. Yeah. But then they also went and they're like, oh, man, people love old man Logan. And they, like, pluck him out of there. And they go and they get, like, just a bunch of fucking things. Like, oh, people love this. And then they bring it all into 616, which is, like, the main. They could do that. Plus, that'd be a really good way of having Doom be the main villain.
I just want a good Dr. Doom. Please. Well,
that's all.
God,
but that's what I'm saying. But they could do make him a badass villain without doing a Fantastic Four movie.
Totally.
The last episode with just Derek and I a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We were casting Dr. Doom.
I think Clive Owen was your best bet there.
I would love to see a renaissance out of Clive Owen to do that. Which he'd be great.
Inside Man, Children of Men.
Oh yeah.
Clive Owen
shoot
is amazing.
Love Shoot 'em Up.
Yeah. Because everybody in Shoot 'em Up knows exactly what movie they're
making. What about
The
Bourne Identity?
And Paul Giamatti is just
top of his game.
He's great.
Yeah. Just nuts.
That was one of his earliest roles, right? Because he was a bit part.
Oh yeah,
Clive Owen in Bourne Identity.
Oh yeah.
He was just
one of the other guys.
He was the most talkative of them, though. Yeah. I think the rest of them didn't even say anything. They
just
tried to kill him.
It's a
that
fucking
movie doesn't hold up well.
I want to preface this by saying that this movie is fucking terrible, but he is the only shining moment of the movie Valerian. Which is so bad.
Oh, in the city of
a thousand planets or whatever.
Boy, I couldn't even.
So bad.
So
they tried to get me to watch that and I didn't want to watch it.
It's so obvious that they ripped off. They ripped that off for Mass Effect, like as far as design goes.
Well, they also
because it was like a 70s.
They also ripped off that. Who's that director? He directed Fifth Element. He also ripped off his own movie. He ripped off the Fifth Element.
Oh no. No,
Valerian.
The comic book from the 70s.
Right.
Like,
but
Star
the movie,
Wars Star Wars ripped a lot of shit off from that.
Right.
And Mass Effect, like their whole art design.
Sure.
Was.
But the Valerian movie, they literally, like the director was like, oh yes, Valerian, a comic book. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, I made this.
It's Luke Besson?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he literally just did the Fifth Element and a lot of stuff with Valerian. I was like, you already fucking did that.
Yeah.
It's not good. Anyway, Clive Owen
was great.
He's really good in it. And when I was watching the movie, I was like, dude, fucking Clive Owen's in this.
I think that movie's biggest problem was that pair of people that was.
Well, that actor is terrible. Dame.
Both of
them. He's really bad. And I'm no homo. He's really unattractive, too. Yeah.
Clive Owen's going to be in the next American Crime Story season.
Sweet.
I don't think I watched it.
I've never watched it.
He's Bill Clinton. Holy shit.
He's playing Bill Clinton.
That'll be interesting.
It's going to be the impeachment.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so he.
Why'd they do his whole name, William Jefferson Clinton? Why'd they.
Bill Jeff?
He, so.
CLIT.
And Valerian, also that Dane, whatever. He's in that movie Chronicle, which is a good movie.
Don't even know what that is either.
It's the one that directed the Fantastic Four. Like, he did this movie Chronicle, which is a great movie. And then people were like, man, we got to give this guy.
Like I don't
more
know.
Rain to go do a good movie.
I don't know how you fuck. So up let's the give Fantastic him the Fantastic Four. Well, but everyone has always done.
Can I counter that? I don't know how you do a good Fantastic Four. That's a fucking dumb story.
The Incredibles. They did a great Fantastic they Four, did. But it
needs to not be an origin story. They That's just true, need to yeah. go yeah. right oh, the fuck
oh,
in.
Oh, okay,
like,
so,
please, no more fucking origin
so
story.
My Secret Wars idea would be Dr. Doom is the main bad guy. The Fantastic Four just fucking exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just there.
They're characters.
They've been characters. I don't think they're together anymore.
They could be on Reed's life raft like they were in Secret Wars and somehow survive.
They're there, yeah. I mean, you could do it. So I think Doom would be cool. I think the multiverse thing with Doctor Strange, you could tie that. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to give it like a nice big villain for the next saga, I think Doom would be a great.
Yeah.
I hope they do Kang. Doom before they do Galactus.
Don't do Galactus.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, speaking of origin stories, was the Tom Holland first Spider-Man? It wasn't an origin, was it?
No,
because he was in Civil War before.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've had these powers
he
for 6 months,
up.
And
yeah,
it was like,
he didn't
yeah.
even.
But like, we'd already yeah. seen Sam Raimi's.
Yeah,
and
right.
was the other Garfield was yeah, Andrew yeah, Garfield, Garfield. Another one. Yeah. I never watched any Andrew Garfields. Did he have three?
Two.
Just two.
The
second one blue. First,
I didn't
one
watch
right.
either one of them.
First one was that great.
But I didn't think second he looked like a Peter Parker. He was too tall and lanky. Tom Holland has been the best.
I didn't know Tom Holland was British either, though. He's also British. I didn't know that.
And he is wickedly talented.
He's also a little gymnast.
Yeah.
He can do a lot of shit, which is cool. I didn't like Andrew Garfield. I liked Andrew Garfield when he's wearing the Spider-Man stuff because he's talking trash, and I'm like, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I didn't like him when he's Peter Parker because he's got his fingerless gloves on and his military jacket and his perfect messed up hair and he's riding a skateboard through the high school. Yeah, fuck you, man. That's not cool. All right, that's not
fuck
uncool.
You. That's not Peter Parker.
Well, no, I mean, it should be. I mean, I'm not saying he should be like in the old 1950s comic book where he's like,
it's not cool, but it's
but
not
he's
Peter
the bad
Parker
boy that
uncool.
all the girls want to bang. He is the bad boy that all the girls want to bang.
He's wearing like the hoodie underneath his military jacket, and he's got like his fingers are tucked into his shirt. Like, fuck you. That's not. That's ridiculous. Like, how is that fucking no?
Right.
Just you're way too cool to be like too cool.
Peter Parker is a fucking nerd outcast.
I actually like Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker.
I did enjoy it too.
Till the third one,
but I don't like him.
I think that was all Raimi just losing his mind.
Well, I think it was Raimi battling against the studio, too. He didn't want to do Venom.
He shouldn't have done Venom. It's like, we've got all these villains, and we're just going to have Venom be a one-off.
I've watched enough videos. I've watched enough. So I watched the...
Behind-the-scenes stuff.
Mr. Sunday Movies, Caravan of Garbage, where they talk about it all the time. But basically, Sam Raimi didn't want to do Venom. It's not his favorite villain. He doesn't think it's very dynamic. He didn't want to do it. The studio is like, we want to sell toys. We want to have, this is a fan favorite.
We
got to do it.
We need three villains.
Yeah. He He barely wanted to do Sandman. He wanted to do Vulture.
Sandman was all right, but Vulture would have been better.
He wanted to do Vulture. He had he casted John Malkovich.
I'm glad that
which
waited,
would
though.
Have been fucking amazing.
I don't think there's been a better villain.
Where are your webs? That's fine.
But Michael Keaton would have been good as just about any villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
he was a great Vulture.
He was
though.
So good.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
And the way he goes from being like dad cooking in the kitchen to fucking menacing. Yeah. Is awesome. Like,
but only
so
Michael
talented.
Keaton can do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I think they could do a lot. And then they just go like, okay, whatever. And then so after that, then they could do Avengers versus X-Men, I guess. Mm-hmm. The problem is that all the Avengers are the ones we care about are kind of all gone, right?
Like, Cap took off to be with Peggy.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
The only one that matters is Thor, and Thor's off doing his own thing.
Right.
I think I'm excited about Love and Thunder.
Me
I think
too.
It's going to be okay. I don't mind. I know people run their fucking gobs about female Thor, but I'm okay with it.
I like that Natalie Portman is getting to actually be a character instead of a fucking love interest.
I also, when I had the comic book store, that's when the Thor series with Jane Foster was Thor. That was actually during that run. And I read every one of those series, and it's fucking fantastic. Jason Aaron wrote it. It's amazing. The storyline for why she's Thor is awesome. I mean, she gets cancer. She gets breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And she's basically, if she's not Thor, she's dying.
Nice.
So she wields the hammer. She becomes Thor. It's keeping her alive. Like, literally, it's keeping her alive. otherwise, she's dying.
And I read...
It's a fucking great
hashtag
story.
Spoilers!
I don't know.
Portman's
don't know.
Already started beefing up for the role. Sure. Which, hello, Ritter, fucking Kristen Ritter, do some fucking crunches and lift some fucking weights, bitch. Make it look like you could actually throw someone or make a high jump because you're garbage.
Yeah.
You're fucking hot, stinky garbage.
She can't act.
I think I watched one episode of it.
I didn't even watch.
Her physicality is terrible.
Carrie Ann Moss was amazing.
Yeah. I don't want to be the prude here either, but. There was way too much like Kristen Ritter having sex on that show. I'm like, come on. Is this anything other than softcore porn?
It's unnecessary.
Yeah, come on, you know, man.
Especially in a Marvel show.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to see this again.
This isn't Showtime.
I picked up the first bit of Daredevil again yesterday because I just needed something to fall asleep to. Fucking what a great show. They did really well with
Daredevil.
It has
a stellar cast.
Yeah. And all of the
how many seasons
characters?
Was that?
Three.
I need to. Is that still on Netflix? Right.
Speaking yeah. of, didn't I?
Does
recently...
Does Netflix keep that?
Yeah,
that's their title. Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't I recently see Vincent D'Onofrio? Marvel picked him up to play Kingpin.
Yeah, and they're keeping John Bernthal to play the Punisher.
Right.
Yeah, they want to bring them both to the movies.
Oh, man,
it's the only thing they're pulling out of the Defenders.
Yeah, Bernthal can do it.
Oh yeah,
he can.
And I think they should bring Charlie Cox.
I think they should snag Daredevil.
He is really good.
I do.
He's
and the guy that plays Foggy.
There's something there, like his girlfriend or wife or something is related as a producer to somebody else, and so he won't be.
That's too bad.
He won't make the transition.
I do like that
because they don't like Kevin Feige.
Vincent D'Onofrio. I mean, he was a fantastic Kingpin, and if even if they didn't get Bernthal, if that's what they got from it was Kingpin from all of that stuff, I'd be fine.
Out of even the movies. D'Onofrio was one of the best villains because he had so much buildup.
Yeah.
He grew as a character right next to the hero, and that was the best part about Daredevil season one.
What are they using him in?
I don't know.
Spider-Man.
Fucking Spider-Man.
It might be a Kingpin versus Punisher movie, which would be fucking great.
But tie Spider-Man in there, though.
Yeah. As long as they have Spider-Man.
They're not going to waste... They have limited use of Spider-Man.
They do.
And I don't think they're going to use him.
I did call that from the very beginning, though, that they were going to make that deal.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, there's no fucking way.
I thought they were going to release it at that Disney conference. D23? Yeah. Is that what it's called? D23?
How long did it take? It was like a day.
Yeah. It was like 3 days after D23.
We're not going to do it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, are you? You're going to keep this thing successful?
You're going to...
Smart.
You're going to bow to Disney? Really?
All that backstory that they don't have to do with the Kingpin anymore. Yeah. He's already been developed.
Yeah.
And I hope they pull Bullseye. I thought Bullseye was really well done. He was
really good.
Who played Bullseye in the show?
I don't remember.
He is some...
I don't know that he was a thing before. Like, he definitely wasn't a star. Okay. He was just some
But he's definitely moved on to something else after that.
Okay.
Because I've seen him in a...
That's cool.
But
trailer for
to backtrack just a bit to the female physicality thing, has anybody seen John Wick 3? Halle Berry is fucking amazing.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was on sale, and I had a $10 credit in the Xbox store. I was like, well, I have John Wick 1 and 2 on here. I might as well buy that, too. Fucking
I heard it's
Halle
amazing.
Berry is... She did the work. She was on...
That's awesome.
I wouldn't say Keanu Reeves level as far as the physicality went, but man, like That's her cool.
Good for and... Her.
I don't know. Maybe Charlize Theron and Atomic Blonde and...
That's what you have to do. If your job is to act, is to fucking act in a movie where you're supposed to be a physical character, put the time in ahead of time with the trainer and at least make it look like
you were someone. Yeah, but who's casting for Jessica Jones anyways? Why is Kristen Ritter a front runner on that? I mean, who fucking...
Who's her time in Breaking Bad?
Yeah, maybe.
Who saw her in Breaking Bad and was like, oh, this would be perfect.
Or a bitch in Apartment B or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, don't be a B in Apartment 23.
Whatever. Yeah.
The one with...
In South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Yeah. Well, the only reason why I know about the show is because while the cheese show... Butter. The show's fucking terrible. Ew! That's what he said. I suck your dick, man! And he's like, ew!
Ew! It's like Cuba Gooding Jr.
And then, no, it's fucking one of the Wayans.
It's the in Wayne the spoof one. As opposed to Cuba Gooding Jr. is actually in
Boys
in the
Hood. Oh, he was in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Ew! And he said, then he says it's a Marlon Wayans, and Marlon Wayans is like,
Sean Wayans, I bet.
Sean was the one that doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Marlon's like,
Sean's the one with the goofy hair and the different gats.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Marlon is. Marlon Wayans.
Yes. God, there are so many Wayans.
There are. That woman's vagina was a clown.
They can make a. They can make an Avengers with just the Wayans.
I wish they'd reboot In Living Color.
Oh yeah, it'd
be In Living Color was really great.
Yeah, it was.
You got the your Wayans, token white guy,
the Wayans and Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
come back and do.
Let me tell you something.
David Alan Greer.
Yeah.
Love. He's so fucking funny. Blank Man was a
Blank
really good
Man.
Movie.
Blank Man's amazing.
And see, yeah. That's who that they
can you think. Brought the noon jugs.
J5.
Fuck that movie.
Sounds like he's having a fucking orgasm.
He is. I was like,
something's happening to me. J5. Fuck.
Do you like her?
Yeah.
Fuck,
that'd
be so good.
And then the Lethal Weapon was hot garbage.
Yeah, man.
I think that was his fault too, wasn't it? Wasn't he really difficult to work with?
That's what I read.
Yeah.
Well, so was the first guy too. The guy who played.
They didn't
the white
along.
Guy?
No,
yeah.
They didn't get along. That guy's actually a decent actor. The shit he was doing with his hair in that show.
Oh my God, I couldn't watch it.
Stupid as fuck.
I hate it when they do stuff like that and it pulls you completely out of watching it. Like, you're like, I can't look at this
I watched
dude.
The first episode of Lethal Weapon because he had that fucking hipster hair that would like always fall on his face. I'm like, I can't do it, man. It would just pull me out. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't watch this.
If you watch the show,
getting too old for this shit.
Rectify. He's in that show. He doesn't play a likable character.
Never
but
even heard of Rectify.
I think it's on Netflix. The guy, you know, in Deadwood, the guy that played the preacher that got sick.
Yeah.
He directed that series.
Okay. Because he was great in Sons of Anarchy.
I don't know if I go that far, but he was weird in Sons of Anarchy.
No, well, and Rectify is a quirky show, but it's good.
Sons of Anarchy is probably the best take on Hamlet that's ever been done. Like, bar none. It's
Have
better
you
even
watched
than Lion
any
King,
of like, the Mayans yet?
No.
See, I can't even I'm like, I don't have any interest in that. And I love Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't like
it. Got so had,
like none not. Of the characters in the like it didn't appeal. Like the idea of it just didn't appeal to me.
I had no idea that guy was so fun.